I have the pleasure of joining me online today is Todd Davidson. He's the CEO of Travel Oregon. And Todd, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, George. Thanks so much for the opportunity to be able to be with you today.
Absolutely. Now, I guess the 1st of August, you guys came out with this kind of a new concept on how folks can experience Oregon, Travel Oregon with Travel Oregon. Tell me a little bit about how that conceptualized. How did that come together?
Happy to. You know, at its core, Travel Oregon is about inspiring travel to and within the state of Oregon. We certainly want Oregonians to know they don't have to leave this great state to have an immersive, transformative vacation experience. And we want folks from across the country, and for that matter, around the world, to know the same, that Oregon is a place of rich natural beauty, rich cultures and bounty, and just so much to enjoy and experience. And so a big part of what we do is reach out to folks with inspiring messages to encourage them to select Oregon as that destination of choice. So with this particular campaign, one of the things that we realized is that folks are aware of Oregon. They're just not exactly sure how to experience Oregon. Oregon is seen as being, you know, welcoming and inviting, but how do I do it? How would I come and do Oregon, you know? And so we developed this concept with our editing agency, Wieden & Kennedy, to encourage folks to travel Oregon with Travel Oregon. In other words, tap into this wealth of guides, tour guides, and operators and outfitters that are out there that are eager to share Oregon with them. Some of those may be commercial guides that you can hire to take you fly fishing on a particular river in the state of Oregon or out on the Oregon coast in one of the many bays and estuaries and coastal rivers and streams. Or it could be someone who is getting you into fat tire cycling on the Oregon coast and offers a guided trip and the rentals and the whole bit to take you out there. Or it could be one of our state park rangers who are really knowledgeable about the night sky. So it's not always a paid guide. It could be someone who's there and loves Oregon and loves sharing Oregon, like our park rangers and other Oregonians. You know, the number of folks that line the Oregon coast during whale watching season as volunteers to help folks have that kind of an experience, that's the heart and soul behind Travel Oregon with Travel Oregon. We want to make it easy for you to come and experience all that this great state has to offer. And we're doing it in a playful way where we're introducing you to some of these real life guides, as well as those real life guides' sidekicks like Sustainabil and Telephone Paul and others. So every guide's got to have a sidekick. That's what Travel Oregon with Travel Oregon is all about.
See, now one of the things that always concerns me is when I go to a state or even in Oregon, when I travel through Oregon, we do a lot of motorcycle riding and stuff like that. I'm always thinking that I'm missing something, you know, like I just maybe passed some great thing that I didn't know about, and finding out how to get in touch with that and how to see the things, because there are so many things within the state to experience. I mean, whether you're going to, you know, the airplane museum in McMinnville, or whether you're, you know, going fishing down on Smith River, you have to choose something or choose a group of things to do. And it's nice to have some way to figure out which ones to go to this time.
You know, and knowing that you're a fisherman, George, as I am, you know, oftentimes when I'm on water for the first time, candidly, in many places, when I'm on that body of water, that river, that bay, that estuary for the sixth or seventh or eighth time, I will go with a guide because they know where the water, they know the water. They know maybe what the fish were biting on the day before, which fly, which lure, whether it's a plug cut herring or it's a spinner, they know. And so I want to get out and have an amazing experience in the beauty of Oregon. And it's really nice to bring something home for the barbecue at the end of the day. So I love tapping into the knowledge of a guide. And oftentimes I learn that they often know the archaeology of the region. They may know some of the natural history. They may know some stories about the indigenous peoples that used to live there, you know. And so the whole experience just becomes that much richer because you learn a little bit about the environment and the cultures while you're also out there having an amazing day on the water and hopefully getting something, you know, for the barbecue later that day.
Now, obviously, on here on Costa Radio, we reach, you know, a very regional audience there, but we also have tourists that come to town every now and then, and maybe they connect with the radio station to see what there is to do or what may be something special that's happening a certain weekend or that. What are some ways that people get in touch with Travel Oregon to find out more about how this works and how they can become involved in it?
That's great. The, you know, probably the quickest, most expedient way to do that would be either to go to our consumer website, which is traveloregon.com. You can also find us on TikTok. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Instagram with regular posts to our social media feed about, again, the beauty and the bounty of this great state of Oregon and the people that are making these experiences so magical and memorable. So those would be probably the most immediate ways to do it. They can also stop by the state-run welcome centers. We also work very closely with our local welcome centers. So the folks right there on the coast, the folks right there in your community, George, could stop by their local welcome center, pick up some great information, not only on the local community and what might be coming up there, but also up and down the Oregon coast, as well as across the state of Oregon. Pick up a copy of our visitor guide. Pick up a copy of our new Oregon Guide to Indian Country or the Scenic Byways Guide, and really immerse yourself in all that our amazing state has to offer.
Give me an idea of a couple of hidden gems that the average Oregonian might not know about that's within, you know, 100 miles or so. You know, something that is unique that doesn't necessarily get a lot of traffic because it's not known as well, but that would really be something not to miss.
George,
is there too many of those or not?
That is a great question. Well, you know, I'll tell you where I go is, you know, sometimes it's about being able to find that trailhead where maybe there aren't as many vehicles or folks that love to explore the waterfalls of the state of Oregon. They often think of the Columbia River Gorge and Multnomah Falls, but not as many folks may be thinking about Silver Falls State Park, which in its own right is, you know, you have several waterfalls all located along basically one trail. And at one point, as I understand the history, early in the 1900s was being proposed as a national park in its own right. So, and then, you know, mentioning the waterfalls in the Columbia River Gorge, a lot of folks, you know, again, gravitate to Multnomah Falls because of its grandeur. It's the highest waterfall in the state of Oregon. But there are some real hidden gems. There are some waterfalls that you can only get to by hiking in the creek to get up to the waterfall. You know, there's just a lot of really magical hidden places like that. And you're touching on something, George, that I think is kind of also being born out of this research that we've done. And that is, our visitors have been telling us, your visitor guides are great. The local visitor guides are great. The information we get at your welcome center is like, that's great. But until we connect with an Oregonian, maybe it's that person working the counter at that visitor center or the welcome center, or that person that's serving a breakfast at the restaurant or pouring them a taste of wine at one of our tasting rooms or brew pubs, that's where we find out where the secrets are. That's where we find out about these hidden gems, whether it's a natural place or a secret little restaurant that makes a breakfast that you really shouldn't miss while you're here in town. That kind of secret. And we hear that from our visitors all the time. It's like, sometimes you Oregonians are kind of hanging on to some of this stuff. And it's really nice to be able to, you know, engage directly with an Oregonian who will offer up some of these great suggestions, because then we really get a chance to feel like we're here. We're part of your state. We're just a little bit more Oregonian now while we're here vacationing in your state. And our experience was just that much richer and better.
I think that's where you hit it off good with the sidekick idea, in the sense that sometimes when someone tells you a story about something, or someone tells you an experience they had, or tells you about a place they've been to, it makes it even more exciting to go to rather than reading it, because it adds that vocal, that audio part to it, where the person's voice is excited about what they did.
It's so true. So very true. And that's why, even though this idea of traveling Oregon with Travel Oregon, and we talk about connecting with a guide, and there are fabulous commercial guides in this state, but that's not necessarily in everybody's price range. We understand that, or it's not going to, you know, necessarily work for other reasons. And we want folks to know that there are commercial guides that are here. There are folks that are volunteering in welcome centers or up and down the coast, like we talked about during whale watching week. And that are eager to help our visitors from across the country and around the world have that great experience and learn some of these little secret gems. We're excited to share our state with these visitors, and we know that when that connection is made, our visitors, their sense of satisfaction, I guess I will say, with their overall experience increases, and the residents and the way they feel about travel and tourism and welcoming these visitors into their community increases as well. So it's a very powerful, virtuous cycle of benefit for our visitors and for Oregonians alike.
Well, the way you've explained it to me, too, it's also good for, there's sometimes people travel with families, they travel a long ways, their budget might be depleted, they might not have as much money as, say, another person traveling, so there are options. It's not all about, you know, I can spend this amount of money and get this experience, but I can also spend little money and have an equally wonderful experience.
Exactly. Whether it's with, you know, it might be somebody here in Oregon that's producing a podcast or writing a travel column for a local paper. It could be that state park ranger or a national park ranger or someone who works for the Forest Service or BLM. And it could be that person that's working the front counter at one of our local visitor information centers or state welcome centers that, you know, are sitting down with you, pulling out the map, highlighting some routes, putting some, you know, circling some places that they would recommend you not miss and why. You know, here's where you go for the best burger. This place has a great milkshake. This place does salmon like nobody's business. Whatever it may be that you're looking for, you know, that kind of connection is going to make for an even richer experience. That's the power of this current campaign.
And I wouldn't say this across the board, but for the most part, people that have moved to Oregon are usually more outdoorsy. They get out on the waters, they get out on the trails and stuff like that. So they also have a wealth of knowledge. The restaurant worker, the server that serves you, the retail clerk that goes kayaking on the weekends, they also have this experience that they share. So like you said, it may be the burger, or it may be the waterfall, or it may be the hidden gem nearby.
Exactly. You know, it's that server who looks out the windows, that couple's walking in to get a seat in their restaurant, and they notice the kayaks up on top of their car, and they happen to be a kayaker themselves, and they go, "Hey, are you just coming off the water? You're looking for a place to put in, because I've got some ideas," you know, and they engage with that's when the magic really starts to happen, George. You're exactly right.
All right, just give me one more time where they can get more information on this, where they can get a hold of the folks like Sustainabil and Telephone Paul and Rosa.
All this information is available on our website, traveloregon.com. That's where I would highly recommend folks to go. You can also connect with us on social media, though, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter, now known as X. We have a presence there as well. But traveloregon.com is where I would definitely encourage folks to start.
Todd Davidson is the CEO of Travel Oregon. Todd, thank you so much. Great information out there. It makes me want to go jump in the kayak and head on down the river myself.
Well, then my work's here complete. George, thank you so much. My friend, appreciate the time with you.
My pleasure. Coming up in the next hour on Our Town, I'm handing it off to Bob Snedden, who's going to be speaking with Lisa Utz, Special Programs Director at Sayuslaw Schools, and with our Senator Dick Anderson.